Sound of the City.
98 FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m.
with Adrian Kennedy.
Angela, you're on Dublin's 98 FM. Hi, Angela.
Hey, Adrian, how are you?
Good, thanks, Angela. What did you want to say on this?
I was about to send in the text about my brother driving the lorry for the food processing company.
Oh, right, okay. So this is your brother who, no matter what you say to him, just continues to access social media, to send Snapchats, all of that. This is a constant thing.
Doesn't care. Like, I don't understand it myself at all. I don't know if it's a generation thing. I'm not that much older than him, but it just doesn't care. I've done the whole, like, you know, I know you don't care about yourself if you're taking the pictures, but what happens if you crash into someone else?
And what does he say to that?
Oh, it's not going to happen. I'm a good driver.
Yeah, I know. You see, everybody thinks they're a good driver.
It's just ridiculous. Like, I've told him that his, like, obviously his reactions and all are, like...
Okay, so from your message, you said that he constantly takes Snapchat videos, does selfies, also has no seatbelt on, but he just won't listen to anybody. Leo, what would you suggest she do about this? It's her own brother. She's hardly going to ring his job about it.
It's a hard situation. All right, but... I've done it to my own. Well, I haven't done it, but I've warned my own friends and family that if I ever caught any of them drink drive or anything like that, that I would report them. Basically, she's going to have to take some tough love. If he's not going to listen, if she doesn't report him, he could kill someone, and that would be on her conscience as well. She'd be saying to herself, look, I could have done something here. I could have done something more if I reported him to his job.
And I get the feeling, Angela, that is how you kind of feel about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm close to it. I mean, I tell our parents, like, our dad would be fairly strict, but, like, our mum's always, like, you know, just leave him alone, that kind of thing, like, because she doesn't want us arguing. But, like I said, I don't know what to do. And then if I do report him to his job, I understand that, like, he'd lose his job. But is it between that or him hurting someone? I really don't know what to do.
Have you threatened him that you will ring his job, Angela?
Ah, yeah, but that's all war off a duck's back with him. Like I say, when I tell him like he could hurt someone, he's like, yeah, yeah. Like, he just doesn't listen. I don't know if it's an attitude or... I don't know, but, like, he's in his early 20s and he's definitely not the only one on my Snapchat timeline that sends these pictures of him driving. Like, there's so many of them. It's scary, really.
Angela, it is an attitude. It's an attitude that people have to learn how to change. Like, it's... Before I lost my daughter, and before any of our families lost any of our children, and, like, we never thought anything was going to happen to it.
Yeah.
It happens to someone else. Eventually, it will happen, and God forbid it'll happen, but he could cause a serious... Like, he's driving a truck, and it's so much danger, so dangerous out there.
I'm really sorry about your daughter. Like, I mean, we lost our cousin only, like, 2 years ago, and he was very close to him, my brother was. So.
And he's still not getting it?
No.
If he just doesn't get it, I think it's time you took some steps and actually did report him. Or if you know a guard, get the guard to call. If you know a guard personally, get one of them to call down and have a talk with him.
Actually, that's a good idea.
And I can tell you what you could do, right? Drag him along to our remembrance ceremony in November in Bloomfield Hotel in Mullingar. And when he sees us, if he hears the stories of the families that have lost their children and family members, maybe that'll get through to him.
He needs something like a wake-up call. He needs a shock
to the system, and like most people, and that's the only advice I can give you, Angela.
Yeah. All right, Angela.
You need to be strong.
Best of luck getting through to him. Thanks, Angela. Okay, bye-bye. Keep your votes coming in. Your text to 0877 98 98 98. And I'm asking you to answer this question honestly. Okay. And the question is, in the last month, have you accessed any type of social media on your phone while driving your car? All I want you to do is text the word yes or no to 0877 98 98 98. I was talking about a survey from Allianz Insurance in which they claim 25% of motorists have admitted to doing it. I personally believe it's a lot higher than that, and that's why I'm asking you to honestly answer that question. Okay, so just text me the word yes or the word no to 0877 98 98 98. Okay, so yes or no, have you in any way accessed social media on your phone while driving your car in the last couple of weeks? Yes or no to 0877 98 98 98. Now, where am I going? Colm, you're on 98FM. Hiya, Colm.
How's it going, Adrian?
My apologies for keeping you waiting so long. You had a specific question for Leo, which is a question I'm interested in the answer to as well. Go on, Colm.
It's not so much a question. Like, you have to... People on social media are looking at their phones and not concentrating. But you have to look at these new cars with the in-car computers and sat navs. You have to take your eyes off it all to look at them as well. Like, not all of them speak to you and not everyone has them speaking to you. You have to take your eyes off though to look at what's on your dashboard, all these computers and stuff.
Mm.
They're causing effects as well. They're causing accidents as well.
Leo, that's an interesting question, and I'm interested in the answer to it as well, because I personally use SatNav very regularly for getting me to places that I'm not familiar with. What is your view on that?
I use them regularly myself, especially even when I was driving a taxi, but I haven't come across one that doesn't speak to you at the moment that I know of.
Yeah, no, I have to be honest, Colm, I've never come across one that doesn't speak to you either.
It's not the fact that they don't speak to you, it's the fact that people don't use the voice to speak to you. I've come across people in cars and they turn it on and put it in front of them on the dashboard. They don't turn on the actual speaker for them to tell you left or right, and they're gawking at the phone or they're gawking at the sat nav to show them where to go. I had one fella this morning in front of me in the city centre. I was in the wrong lane turning left. Because he was gawking at his phone.
Mm.
Because he was gawking at the sat nav and it wasn't speaking through him. He had his window open. There was no signal turn left, prepared to turn left or nothing. He was in the wrong lane completely, gawking at the sat nav.
And he's using the sat nav irresponsibly then, just like using a mobile phone is being irresponsible, unless he has the voice on. But then again, when you're on social media, you're not just staring at the screen, you're interacting with the screen as well. You're replying to it and you're scrolling it up and down.
Where the sat nav is just sitting there, you don't have to, even if you are glancing at it, you're not interacting with it, you're not touching it or whatever.
Like you glance at the sat nav like you glance at your rear view mirror or your side view mirrors.
Hmm.
With the mobile phone, you're interacting with it, it's basically it's an addiction.
Okay, so you don't see that as serious an issue, even though I'm sure you accept, Leo, that people can get distracted by it.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, like,
it's the same with the in-car computers. It's the same with the in-car computers. It flashes up, there's a warning or something comes up, and they stop looking at the road, they're staring at the dashboard, looking at this computer screen in front of them, telling them that telling something's coming up, or they're low tire pressure for that, and they're staring at that, trying to see what's going on, and completely not looking at what they're doing.
Mm.
Yeah, there are distractions in the car, Colm. Okay, I agree with that. But a mobile phone is a needless distraction. Mm. You don't have to have your mobile phone there. You turn the phone off. Like, no journey is going to take a couple of hours. Like, surely someone can do without their phone for 10, 15, 20 minutes?
Stay there for one second, Leo, because Leo's already explained how he lost his 16-year-old daughter to a road traffic incident involving a drink driver. Gillian, I was blown away by a message that you sent in just a couple of minutes ago saying, I was hit by a truck driver last year and broke my neck at 24. My life changed from this incident. Gillian, welcome to 98FM.
Hi, how are you?
So tell me what happened.
Yeah, so I was driving on the motorway and a truck went into the back of my car. Now, I don't know exactly his reason for hitting me, but he obviously was negligent that he wasn't paying attention to the road. But I suppose my point is, you know, truck drivers are driving such huge vehicles. They have so much potential to injure those, you know, on the roads. And what the lady was saying earlier about her brother driving a truck on his phone just really irritated me, because, you know, you'd want to be an idiot to be driving a truck and looking at your phone.
Mm.
Because you can change someone's life in an instant.
And that's exactly what happened to you.
Yeah. Oh, I broke my neck and I've had to be doing rehab for the last year. You know, I'm hopefully going back to college this year now, but I'll never be the same.
You'll never be the same. Wow. And the truck driver that hit into you, was he prosecuted for dangerous driving, or did anything happen?
Well, that's all underway at the minute.
Okay.
I'm just trying to move on with my life. You know, the guards are dealing with that.
Okay, but the point being that for whatever his reasons, and for all we know, his reasons could be he was looking at his friend's holiday pictures on Facebook. Whatever his reasons, he clearly wasn't paying attention, and you were left with found yourself in an accident that has changed your life.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, whatever about, you know, accidents happen. You know, everything is not intentional on the road.
Of course not, yeah.
But I mean, you know, when you're driving a truck, these are the people that need to be hyper-vigilant, because, you know, the damage that can be done is just extraordinary.
How bad was the accident? Obviously bad enough that you broke your neck. Were you trapped in the car, or what was the situation?
Yeah, so my car was obviously mangled because the truck is so massive, the force of that. So the car had to be cut in three to get me out of it. I couldn't move anything from my head down at the time.
Oh,
I was very lucky in that I got surgery, so I've got a lot of function back. But, you know, it was a devastating injury. You know, if anyone else had been in my car, they would have been killed. You know, the damage that was done to it.
Wow. You'll be shocked then by... I was asking people to answer our question honestly. Have they, and I know Leo will be shocked by this as well, have they in any way accessed social media while driving their car in the last couple of weeks? 65% of people said yes. 65% of people said yes. Leo, I did say earlier on that Allianz survey I didn't believe was accurate. I believe it is much more than the 25%. This is a survey here into us. It's obviously not perhaps as statistically accurate, but I did ask people to be honest. I told them it was an anonymous survey, and 65% of people have said that in the last month they've accessed social media while driving.
Aidan, I wouldn't think it'd be too far. It would be too far off, to be honest with you. And tell Gillian I'll pass on my sorrows and sympathy to Gillian there, and I hope she makes a speedy recovery. And like she said, accidents can happen, but the majority of collisions on our road, basically, they're not accidents. They are caused by drink driving, drug driving, speeding, use of mobile phones. And I want to tell people, they're like, it just takes a minute of carelessness, a second of carelessness to wipe out a precious life, or leave somebody seriously injured, just like Gillian. And there's no turning back the clock for any of us. Like, it's too late for any of us. And we know the pain, and Gillian knows the pain. And we know the pain of suffering, losing someone that we love on our roads. And for these people just to continue on in their own selfish manner, like, there's so much that can be done. There's so much technology out there at the moment. Why can't they manufacture cars that with a speed limiter on that can't go over a certain speed? Why can't they manufacture cars with a technology that will switch off your mobile phone as soon as anybody sits into the car?
I don't know if you're aware of the story that the Gardaí reported yesterday, an articulated lorry driver.
11 times over the limit.
11 times over the legal drink drive limit.
And had an
open bottle of wine in the cab. My God almighty.
And what will happen to him, Adrian?
I would like to think he'll have the book thrown at him.
I doubt it very much, to be honest.
Do you really?
I doubt it very much. Like, if you only want to get 4 years, if you kill someone on the road, you're hardly going to get a long prison sentence for that kind of behaviour.
Gillian, I really appreciate you calling into us today. Things are looking up. You're going back to college. You've been going through rehab and trying to put this behind you and get on with your life.
Yeah, that's good. You know, I have been very lucky, but at the same time, you know, I just was listening to the radio there, and it really annoyed me when that lady was saying about her brother driving the truck and just being on his phone. You know, that just hit the nerve with me, because to think of something happening to someone else, like my accident, because someone would just be looking at their phone, you know, it makes me feel sick. People can just be so irresponsible.
All right, look, I wish you the very best, Jill, and thanks very much, Lee, for talking to us on 98FM.
Yeah, thanks, Neil.
Jason, you yourself are a truck driver.
I am.
You obviously see this regularly from your height in the cab. Do you ever do you ever do it yourself?
No, it's one thing I don't do the social media at all. I'm not big onto that in any way. I wouldn't be big into any of that Facebook or social media stuff in any way, but no, keep the eyes on the road. There's enough going on out there without me looking at my own.
Okay, I asked our listeners a couple of minutes ago to take part in a poll, and we got a huge volume of messages for our text for it. And 65% answering honestly say that they did access social media in the last month. Does that surprise you?
No, not on the slightest. I'd say it's even more. I mean, every day you spend a half an hour in my truck on that M50, any motorway, any junction, look out the window and you will see it. You'll see them rear-ending each other. You'll see them flying across lanes of traffic in front of you and all on their phones. Every one of them.
Every one of them.
Yeah, it's not man, woman, child. It's every one of them. I've seen people reading books on the motorway. I had a fella pass me only the other day in the outside lane, heading into a wall of traffic, reading over an A4, some type of book, like he must have been heading to a job, and there he is reading and writing stuff, book balanced on the steering wheel. I've seen people eat their breakfast. Now, this, I don't know. Women putting a pointy thing to the right while they're driving down the road, putting mascara on.
I know, I've never gotten my head around that either, I'll be honest with you. All it takes is one little bump.
A bump! And the motorways ain't exactly smooth in this country. You know, it's not as if they're beautiful straight bits of tarmac on them. There's a lot of divots. You probably don't feel them as much in the cars, but we feel them in the trucks. We're bouncing up and down. I mean, people don't seem to realise the traffic's got a lot faster. The roads have got bigger and faster, and everybody's in a hurry to go nowhere. Nobody's concentrating anymore, Adrian. You should spend a day, even a half a day in my truck, and you'll probably never drive again.
The sound of the city. 98FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m. with Adrian Kennedy.